Sister.
Mom!
For goodness sake, Sisters of No Mercy.
Guess who it is? We're back!
I can't sing that song again because we sang it last time.
No,
then we had a big break again.
I don't know any other songs about...
Coming back. No, I don't.
No, baby, get back. That's about it.
Baby, come back. Do. That was Pat.
Baby, come back. Yeah. We're back.
Bit of Pat O'Bannon.
The Sisters of No Mercy are back.
Yep, we've been away for so long.
Yeah, it's been a long, hot summer. What was that from?
Long, hard summer, right? It's 99 degrees in the shade. Isn't
that what Caroline Flack says? It's going to be one long, hot summer.
Yeah, maybe for Love Island.
It's not been Love Island.
It's also the words to the Girls Aloud song.
It is. But anyway.
Yeah, anyway.
Have you missed us?
Have you? Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
Sweet. Of course you have. It's not the same without us, is it?
Yeah, we have been absolute busy bees. Yeah.
We apologise for our tardiness. We were going to do this weekly, and then a week goes by and another week goes by. And
before you know it, it's a new season.
Well, it's school holidays. It's when we're out of routine, isn't it?
Yeah,
we just don't have our evenings the same.
We all know I love a routine. I'm glad to be back into the routine.
Yeah, you like a good routine. So... what have we been up to?
What have we been up to?
Should we just go for it?
Yeah.
Let's list it off.
Are you going to... Right, go on then.
School holidays.
Been to Mallorca.
Yeah, swimming. We've been to...
Devon.
A week
in Devon.
Been on the beach. We've been swimming, bodyboarding, eating lots of food.
Yeah, ice creams.
Paying for ice creams.
Gaining weight.
Sleeping in various beds. I think there was one point where I'd not slept in my own bed for about... 10 days, and then we came home and had one night, and then we went somewhere else.
Yeah.
So various beds, including Static Caravan, tiniest beds in the world that you couldn't even roll over in.
We took our own tour of caravan, so I had a little bit more of my own home comforts.
Yeah, the tiniest bed ever.
We've had birthdays. A kid and a dad.
Kid and a dad birthday. Bike riding, running.
Running, yeah.
Did 10K.
Running.
We did a 10K.
Oh, God, have we done a 10K since we last podded?
I think we have, yeah.
Me.
Done a 10K. Got some medals for that.
Yeah. Kids were back at school.
Yeah, and all these posts of, oh, my baby's going back to school. I think I might cry.
I've loved the summer with them. It's been absolutely... When I say summer, I only had 2.5 weeks off. It was a very short summer holiday.
That's why you like it, though.
Yeah,
it's only
enjoyed
2 weeks. If it was 6 weeks, you wouldn't.
But we were all sick of each other, and it was good to get back to the routine.
Yeah, I nearly kicked Jake in the door. I was like, bye-bye.
None of us were sad, I don't think. Even the kids, I think, were ready to go back to school.
I don't believe these people who say they cry when the kids go back to school.
Yeah, only what I was sad about was I had one going to university.
Yeah.
That was like a wrench. But, successful... First one off to uni. I'm now skint for the rest of my life.
Yeah, but also you've got one less kid to look after, which is a bonus.
Yeah. Although I'm not going to say I've got a favourite, because I don't have favourites, but...
You like her best.
Yeah. She's the only girl.
Yeah.
I'm apart from the dog who's with
us. Just because you like her the most doesn't mean you'd love her.
I love them all the same. I've just got the most in common with her at the moment.
Yeah, at the moment. Yeah, absolutely.
At the moment. She's the easiest one emotionally to deal with.
Yeah.
She's gone.
Yeah,
leaving home.
We've been back at work, haven't we? So we've been working.
I mean, you've been off again.
I went back to work for 3 days and then went to Centre Parks.
So hard, 3 days you had to have
three
another holiday.
3 days, yeah. I had to have another holiday. We've been to Gowick, we've been bike riding.
We've had a little secret mission involved.
We've been on a secret mission,
which we can't reveal yet.
Can we? That's a little teaser, isn't it? Secret mission.
It's coming soon.
Coming soon, yeah. I'd say probably what, episode...
What are we on now?
About episode 20, I think.
What's this?
This is 16.
What?
Well, maybe 18,
hopefully.
Episode 18.
I mean, we've no idea of time frame, actually, but hopefully the sooner rather than later.
Yeah, we'll reveal our secret mission.
Yeah.
But Sisters of Mercy went on a secret mission.
Yeah.
Sisters of No Mercy. Keep getting that wrong. We haven't got any mercy.
The team went, yeah, we've gone big.
And taking it next level. But yeah, so
I'm just gonna put a spoiler in there. We're not on Strictly.
Oh,
have seen the lineup does not contain us.
Yeah, and we also haven't got a contract with Tenor Lady, which are our two goals for this year.
Coming. You can just imagine when it starts.
Sisters of No Mercy, sponsored by Tenor Lady.
Oh, amazing. They're like loose women.
Yeah. Literally.
Yeah. Loose. And they said loose bowel.
Loose-lipped.
Loose-lipped. Maybe that's what we should have called this. Loose-labiaed. That's a bit much. There'll be men listening to this going, oh, no.
I don't know what a labia is.
No, they probably don't.
So... favourite part of everything we've been up to, what would you say is your favourite part of everything we've been doing?
If I'm honest, I'd say the Devon week was my favourite.
It was pretty good. I mean, it was helped by the fact that we got pretty much spot on weather.
Yeah, we did.
We only had one day of nap
weather.
I love
this country, though.
Yeah.
I do love going on holiday in this country.
I think going that far and that different scenery feels like you're almost in another country.
Do you not think sometimes it's how you've been brought up as well? Like, we didn't go abroad till I was about 12, I think.
Yeah, so, I was younger, but we didn't go every year.
No, we didn't. That was a one-off, and then it was all about the camping, wasn't it? It was all about chucking everything in the car and going off for a couple of weeks.
Riding your bike and being on the
beach. Making friends and, you know, being on a campsite and having a crew.
Yeah.
By end of week,
just being able to do your own thing, and it was just nice. Yeah, that we were literally
freedom on it for a couple of weeks. I just loved that.
We could walk to the beach from where we were staying, so we didn't have to do the parking and hiking it down to the beach. We could literally go, we put us wetsuits on, and walk down to the surf.
Can I just point out that I never wore a wetsuit? I do not have the physique for wetsuiting.
I don't either, but I bloody wore one. I love it. I absolutely see.
Is that small, medium, large, or whale? I've gone for whale, please, Bob.
Can we just chat about how hard it is to put a wetsuit on?
Well, I don't know, because I don't wear them.
Holy
for that very
gosh.
Reason.
Putting on the kids alone is hard enough, it's so hard, but then to put your own on. I had to psych myself up to put everybody's sweatsuits on.
Like Ross from Friends with the leather pants.
Yeah, and not only that, massive fail the first day. I put my own on first and then was absolutely sweating if I had balls off because, I put everybody else's on. So I got into the routine of start with the smallest kid, work your way up, and then do my own.
It's like a workout before you move.
It is a workout. I love it.
But the reason I can't do bodyboarding, can I just say, is that we once went to Cornwall when I was about 10 or something, and I tried it.
Yeah.
And I literally face planted into the sand at the bottom.
Have you got a fear?
I can't do it because that's all I remember about it was that I thought I was going to drown because I literally went, splash onto the bottom.
I didn't know that. I just thought you chose not to. I feel like you should do it next year.
Yeah, maybe.
You're 40 next year.
Oh, thanks for that. I don't know if we even ever mentioned ages on here until now.
Louise is 40 next year, so there you go. I think you should definitely do it next year. It was quite good because this was the first year that even the littlest ones did it. Because we went a couple of years ago and they were still too small. They kind of went in, but for all of 5 seconds and came back out. This year they properly bodyboarded.
Yeah, they
were all on their own
they?
And really doing it.
Yeah.
So we felt we were a full surfer family. And it also meant that we didn't have to take it in turns and we could actually all go in at once. It was nice. But yeah, I agree with you. Devon, I think, was my highlight. It was just stunning. Really enjoyed it.
Yeah. I like that sort of surfer's lifestyle for a couple of weeks.
But it did
I know I don't surf.
The weather helped.
Yeah, it does.
We only got one day of rain.
Yeah, it does. But even when it rains, I don't mind.
Oh, we went bodyboarding in the rain, didn't we?
Yeah, you did. And I just took the photos.
Yeah.
I'm official photographer.
And I was really not sad when we went to do the indoor swimming and there was too big a queue because I envisioned it not to be pleasant.
No.
Nobody likes that. That's one of the things for later that'll come up later, the swimming thing.
Swimming, Swimming for women.
Yeah. But yeah, I'll absolutely love Devon. But it feels like 2 minutes ago since we broke up for some holidays and now everybody's talking about the C word because I can't cope with it.
I'm disgusted that it's already been discussed.
It's been in the shops since August, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. It's awful.
For me, you've got to do at least Halloween bonfire night. You can then maybe start talking about it.
Yeah.
But I can't even contemplate anything Christmas at work can start from the 1st of December.
Yeah, because you want to skive off. That's perfect,
But physically, for me, mid-December before I can even get into that.
I know, autumn's my favourite month. Season, to be fair.
Love a good jean jumper combo.
Yeah. I like the clothes for
boots.
Autumn.
Love boots.
You don't have to get so wrapped up, but you can rock the Jeans, casual, jumper, boots. Casual, yeah, yeah, everything's warm and comfortable. Yeah. Isn't
jean, jumper, heeled boot, and a coat.
Yeah, smart. I've got a thing for coats as well. So yeah, so I feel like the C word comes way too early because it eclipses autumn for me.
Yeah,
and I don't want it to because I feel like autumn gets bums rushed.
I love Halloween and vampire nights.
It needs to stand alone on its own 2 feet and go, do you know what? I'm an amazing season.
Yeah, I love Halloween.
Big up autumn. That's what I say. I'm like pro autumn.
Pro autumn.
Yeah, pro autumn. If there is such a thing. But yeah, I'm pro
autumn. I think autumn is a middle-aged ladies' season though, don't you?
Thanks very much.
I'm lumping myself in there as well.
Oh, yeah. So in the first 10 minutes of episode 16, I'm 48, middle-aged, and wearing a whale-sized wetsuit. That one was me, but still.
It's a mum season.
A mum season.
I'll rephrase it. Because we like a practical season.
I know
season.
I'm a mum, but when you talk about it's mum, like it's a mum. I think of our mum, yeah. I don't feel like I'm a mum.
Well, we are because we like autumn that much. We're that pro-autumn that we... Yeah. It's a sensible month.
It's a sensible season.
Yeah.
It's the sensible season.
It's the most sensible time of the year.
Ding dong. That's the advert for autumn that would be on the telly, isn't it?
Yeah, well...
Autumn. The sensible season.
Are you pro-autumn?
Do you like rust colours?
Are you all about a jumper jean combo? Then you're pro autumn.
Pro autumn. Autumn. The sensible season. And we thought we'd have nothing to talk about.
Ah, welcome back.
S-I-S-T-E-R-S. Question of the week.
It's been a while.
Oh, I've missed it. Can I do it again?
Yeah, go on.
Question of the week. I mean, what style can I do it in this week?
I always have the samba beat in my head.
The samba. Question of the week. Question of the week. Let's do a grime version next week. I'll work on that.
Question of the week.
Blood. I don't know anything about grime. I don't even know why I said that. It's because you said I'm 40 and middle-aged, so now I'm trying to get down with kids because grime's the thing, innit?
MC Whale.
Huh? MC Whale. Never mind Bossy Bop or whatever it is. Bossy Top or something, that'll be me.
Yeah.
Right, question of the week. So we have had one, which is good. From the lovely Charlotte. Hello, Charlotte. Right, so this is what she sent in. So, Charlotte says, I don't know if I'm a complete weirdo or not. They always start with that,
everybody
to be fair. Everybody thinks they're a weirdo. Everybody's a weirdo,
I'm
don't they?
I'm a freak.
I don't know if I'm a complete weirdo or not, but I really love the smell of bleach. Not the scented ones, the pink and the lemon and all that sort of stuff, but the plain old hospital-style Domestos in a blue bottle bleach. Her question is, do you have any weird smells that you like, but really you shouldn't? I know what she means.
Yeah, firstly, I do like the smell of bleach.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think working in the cleaning industry, I know that you shouldn't believe...
I was going to say name drop, but it's not really, is
it's
it?
Not it's not a name drop, it's an industry drop.
Industry drop. Boom!
It's... Your nose thinks something's clean if it smells clean, and bleach smells
But it
like...
has got that dirty, that horrible back bit to it, bleach.
Oh,
like
I think only
strong.
If you're using it, not if it's like it's been used. I think it has that. People feel like everything's clean with bleach.
She hasn't said whether it's a post-bleach or whether she like literally sniffs
it from the bottle.
Sniffs it from the bottle.
Well, I mean,
like,
I hope she doesn't, because I feel like we need to get her on some sort of programme if that's the case.
Neat bleach.
And your nose gets used to a particular smell, so she probably uses more of it when she uses it once. But yeah, I like the smell of bleach as well once it's been used. It does feel clean, and it reminds me of swimming pools as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, I do have some weird smells that I like. So I love the smell of, you know, when you get like new plastic stuff. So like if you get plastic folders, those really thin ones, I don't know what you call them, like a document cover.
Yeah, yeah.
I love the smell of that, like plasticky. I love to.
I love to.
Or if you get a new book, like a textbook, Yeah. And you like waft a good...
A textbook waft. Yeah, I don't mind a textbook waft. Yeah. I've not really thought about a textbook waft.
Yeah, I really love that.
I like tarmac.
Oh, do you? So, again, I deal with tarmac at work, and I don't mind the smell of tarmac, but we make a product because people don't apparently complain about the smell of tarmac that much.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
So people really don't like it?
There is a product that we provide that is... And I think the tarmac smells better than the product.
Yeah? You provide a product that smells like tarmac?
No, it's to hide... Tarmac? It's to hide the smell of tarmac. So it's like a high fragrance.
Ah, right.
It smells like lemon, but it don't. It's disgusting.
But it smells like tarmac and lemon.
Yeah. Because apparently people complain when they build new housing estates.
Oh no,
complain
I could
about
like,
the smell of it.
Oh, I could like follow a tarmac well.
Yeah, I quite like it. I'm with you on that. But
yeah,
apparently,
just sit outside at road while they're doing it.
Don't like petrol though.
I do.
No, don't like the smell of petrol.
I do.
Don't like going to the petrol station. I mean, that's a whole separate story about why I don't like going to the petrol station.
All right, okay, well, I'll come in a minute then.
But yeah, I don't like the smell of petrol.
Yeah, I like
diesel,
the smell.
Diesel, whatever you want to call it.
But then I don't like some smells that people are supposed to like.
Okay, I like what?
Like really floral stuff.
No, I'm not really into floral.
Really
not,
floral stuff makes me feel sick.
Yeah, but I mean, I've spoke about this in a previous episode, but I don't like air fresheners and things
you're the smell of bitch, aren't you, let's be honest.
I walk into my mum and dad's house.
I like the smell of dirt, except bleach.
I walk into my mum and dad's house and I'll instantly go, you've got a plug-in on.
Yeah.
Turn off.
Well, we can't go into the air freshener because we did that to death when we were talking about the one that shoots you in the eyeball in mum's house. Let's not go back to that. Yeah. I think that was episode 3. If anyone's not listened to episode 3, go back and listen about the army rolls that we have to do to get away from that thing.
I would always go, and obviously these are weird smells, but personally, if I'm going for a candle or a fragrance, I love a vanilla.
See, I don't... Vanilla
really?
Bothers me,
oh,
yeah.
I love a vanilla. A good plain old vanilla.
It's a bit sickly.
I like vanilla. I'm into my vanilla. And a fruity. I like fruity.
Like a fruity.
Like a fruity smells.
I don't know what I like. Maybe I don't. It's my house stink. You know, when you go to people's... That's a weird one, isn't it? Actually, we've not talked about that.
People's
smells. House smells. Like, you go into somebody's house and it has a smell.
Your house
it?
Has a smell.
Does
but
it?
It's different to mine, but it's not a bad smell. It's a good smell.
Maybe it's good to you, though. And I wonder if it smells all right to family members and stuff, but then it smells different to other people.
But I always wonder if my house smells like dog.
No, I mean, she's sat on my leg right now.
Don't the actual dog can smell, that's fine.
Her
but
breath
does
stinks.
My house smell like dog? That's
no,
the, that's the difference.
Which is about, you
I
know.
Felt like you paused a little bit when you
No, no, no. I was just thinking about a fish breath that she breathed on me when I came in before and I told her off. But, no, your house doesn't smell like dog. In fairness, your dog's tiny.
Yeah.
So in the grand scheme of...
Yeah.
Houses smelling a dog. I don't think she'd ever be big enough to fill this house with dog smells.
That's good to know.
But no.
You don't know if you become blind to it, do you?
No. That's I definitely don't like the smell of her dogfish breath.
No, she has got dogfish breath. She needs to brush her teeth.
Yeah, she does. But yeah, I think I like them sort of tarmac-y, petrol-y kind of smells that are. I wonder. I'm interested in the science behind this smell business now. Then.
It's yeah. Everybody has their own individual preference on fragrance. It's something to do with your brain. I don't know this.
But is it like weird that like I'm not offended by the smell of my own feet or my own farts if I'm honest?
Yeah.
But other people's
nobody
I'm offended
is.
By.
Nobody's offended by their own smells.
No.
I mean, I'd say that. I think I've offended myself a couple of times.
My breath stinks on a mine. That's me. But that's more I can taste it than I can smell it.
Did you know that holding in your farts makes your breath stink?
Does it?
Yeah, apparently.
Really?
I swear on my life, I have read a
really?
Study.
Really? Is this true or is this one of these things that Dad's told
I
you?
Dad didn't tell me, I've read it. If you hold your farts in, it has to find a way out.
Seriously?
It genuinely, 100%, starts to come out the other way and makes your breath smell.
And it comes out your mouth.
So that's
not like your ears.
Always fart.
Are.
Never hold it in.
I can't hold it in anyway. Oh my God, Google that, listeners. I'm not Googling
it right
now, but I need
to
know.
Then I've read a fake news.
I just wonder if it's come from Dad, because Dad tells
you
absolute corking lies.
If you hold your farts in, your breath stinks.
I remember him once saying to me when I was, I don't know, I must have been like 8, 9, 10, Jake's age or something, and he said, guess what? I gave your mum a fart transplant last night. And I said, what do you mean? He went, I put my bum against hers and I did a trump. He said, and 2 minutes later, she burped. I've never forgotten that he told me that. I thought it was the funniest thing ever. But now you've just told me that could well have been true.
It could well have been
because
true.
Because he could have fired the trump in and then it's come out the other end.
It's just reminded me of Have a Banana. Oh. That went rolling down the hill. Pally boo. Did anybody else sing that?
Oh, yeah. I wonder if that's a northern thing. Yeah. It had so many verses, didn't it?
There was no woman of 82.
Pally boo. Which means you speak.
Is it?
Pally boo is like means you speak, you talk.
There was no woman of 82. She
says you. Maybe it means in French, yeah.
Opened her legs and out it blew.
Inky, pinky, pally boo. Have a banana.
Yeah,
yeah. We won't do the whole thing on it, but there are lots and lots of verses.
But that's what it reminded me of when you said up and something about that.
Which then reminds me of going on school trips.
Yeah.
Because it was a coach song.
Charlie had a pigeon.
Charlie had a pigeon.
A pigeon.
Charlie had a pigeon. A pigeon he had.
Yeah.
What was the one that you sang to other schools as well? Who do you think you are?
Oh, where we come from, so we tell them.
We're from Leeds, mighty Leeds. Yeah, that was they were the three main coach songs.
Yeah.
Now everybody just looked at the phone. I guess they don't have that anymore, do they?
No.
Because we didn't have phones around, did we?
Chant.
I might just book a coach, get some of my mates on. Might do that for me, 40.
Yeah, just chanting tars.
Yeah, just me and my mates going on a coach. Have a fight for back row. But you'll have to wear seatbelts now as well. All this health and safety shit.
It's not the same.
It's nobody
putting their ass
on the window at the back now.
I love when you drive past somebody and something happens.
But now, like, if you get behind a coach or something and a kid, like, is looking out the window and you wave.
You'd probably get arrested.
Well, yeah, if you're waving at a kid. But if you wave at them now, they're like, somebody's waved at me.
The waving game. And then they'd wave and you go,
yay! Yeah, people are so miserable though, they just don't do it now. They just look at them, like you said, they've probably got the fear of being arrested for waving at a child through two pieces of glass on a motorway. But
yeah, I know.
And what was the question again?
Smells.
What the hell?
I'm trying to think of any other smells that I like that are a bit weird.
No. I can't think of any now.
No.
I'm going to have to get like a Tarmac smelling candle for my house or something.
I do, though, get that thing.
Oh, God.
Where, no, I'm sure other people get this, where you eat something and it tastes like something smells.
Yeah, but more like Parma violets and stuff, you mean? Because I hate them.
Do you not like Parma violets?
Anything perfume tasty.
I love Parma violets, dirty. But I don't like cherry lips.
No, they're dirty.
They taste like soap.
Cherry lips. Parma violets, they're just dirty.
I know, I like Parma violets.
Just dirty. I can't think of another word. Dirty.
I like the smell of nail polish as well.
Yeah, I quite like that. That's like on that polish. Sort of petrol vibey kind of.
Yeah, it's like chemically.
Chemically.
Yeah.
Mm. Like some sort of crazy addict.
But you've been huffing nail polish.
If glue sniffing was still a thing.
Sure, it is somewhere.
Yeah, somebody somewhere must have. Do you remember?
Actually, I'm full of reading stories this week. Oh, it was Nick Carter, did you see? He'd been on the telly and he went into rehab for huffing aerosols.
Nick Carter? Who's Nick Carter?
Not Nick Carter. Aaron Carter. Nick Carter's brother from Backstreet Boys.
Backstreet Boys' random brother?
His brother was in rehab for huffing deodorants.
What's huffing?
Like inhaling it.
Is that still a thing?
Yeah.
Do you remember, like, kids in school who thought they were really cool and go, oh, I've just had a shot of airspray, aren't we, in?
Just sniff the spritz stick.
Yeah, I've had a got my highlighter, aren't we, in? Yeah. Pen sniffing, didn't they get banned? Like, with the marker
probably,
pens and that, people wandering around corridors going, oh, my ears are kite me.
I've just done a Pritz stick in. Speaking of PVA glue, did you used to paint it on and peel it off?
Yeah.
Love that.
Of course we did.
Love that.
Of course we did. Between that and doing the daring each other to have a self-made tattoo what are they called?
Yeah, compass.
Compass!
Compass,
that's it.
Yeah, you used to get a compass and then one of those fountain pen inks. And
Fountain pen in your
God, kids are idiots, aren't they?
Kids are idiots. Didn't we have an episode called Kids Are Dicks? I think we were bang on with that.
Oh, comes back round in the end.
Yeah, it does.
S-I-S-T-E-R-S. So we're on to my favourite bit now.
Go on then, have you done a jingle for this yet?
No, eeks. It's just eeks of the week.
I think you should jingle, but whatever. Maybe you're just not as creative as me.
Oh, gauntlet.
Maybe I'm the musical genius.
The gauntlet
in this
has
setup.
Been set, so let's. Is that even right? Is that what they've said? What's the saying? Is that the gauntlet? What am I talking about?
I don't know. Yeah, you've thrown...
Is that what it is?
Thrown the gauntlet. Yeah, I think it is. Isn't it a word for a glove?
Yeah, but I feel like the more I say the... it...
Yeah, you've thrown...
Can you Google it, please? I need... Yeah. I feel like I'm saying the same thing wrong over and over again. I've said the gauntlet.
And everybody on the podcast is going, what a tit.
What is she saying? Why are you saying this?
Thrown the gauntlet. Yeah, throw on the gauntlet. Let's Google it.
Let's Google it.
Gauntlet thrown. Oh, no. Throw down the gauntlet. Declare our issue a challenge. Told you, a gauntlet's a glove.
Sometimes, I know more than I think I know.
It just, it wasn't an old thing that you threw a glove to the floor. Yeah, it was. In a fit of rage and went, right, sir, I shall take you on.
I'm thinking his gauntlets. I had like gladiators running down the thing.
Yeah, the thing in the middle. That was great, that. I love gladiators.
I'm thinking, am I saying something stupid? So, gauntlet set. Next week, jingle. Coming soon to a podcast near you.
Ooh, irky jingle.
So yeah, it's the irks and the funnies of the week. Right.
That'll be so much better next week, set to music. You're not going to bring in like a full DJ setup, are you? I know you. You'll be like ringing a celebrity. You'll get like a bloody Spice Girls to record it or something.
No, I'm just going to have one of those voice changing mic.
Hey, are you? Oh, she's going to have a headset on. She's going to have a bloody headset. There's going to be a dance routine. Christ.
5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah, so let's start with the first one. I'll start with, it happened when we were on holiday. It was a very hot day and me and Louise were doing a bob in the pool. You know when you're like up to your chin and your toes can just touch the floor. Bobbing. You're like, you're on a big toe and you're just bobbing around talking.
Yeah.
And you keep bobbing too far that you almost drown and then you have to bob back. And we were just sat there and I went, isn't it weird that when pretty much naked and we're in water with people that we don't know, and majority of them find repulsive, like, body-wise.
Yeah.
But it's okay. Because if you're in the bath at home and they ask to get in a bath with you, you'd be like, fuck
off. Disgusting. Yeah, it's absolutely disgusting.
But let's all get in this giant bath that may or not contain 30% pee.
Piss, yeah.
And just all be naked together.
It's weird. I always think this at the swim baths.
I know there's chemicals in it. Like, you know, I'm not thick. I know that everything's hygienic, but it's not.
It's weird. No, but the concept of it is weird, isn't it? It's like, big lot of water, let's all get in it together.
And if you do a brush past somebody.
Oh, yeah, it's awful.
Oh, you don't know you're there and you just do an innocent brush of the toe or the hand across across a crotch or a boob and you're like, oh, that's awkward.
Awful. Oh, you do not want to touch anybody in the swimming pool. If something
touches you and you don't know what it is, and you're like,
hair, or a plaster. That awful thing, you get hair in your fingers.
But you got to think, that water's going in people's mouths, in their ears, up the nose.
And coming back out.
Yeah.
In your butt. In your
it's
butt
disgusting off. Enough that I have to share it with my kids. Mm. But to people that I don't know.
I'm not even getting a bath with a kid.
No, it's just disgusting,
isn't
it? I'm
getting a bath with Martin.
And that day as well, the water was very warm. And it makes you think even more about how disgusting.
It's just a weird concept, isn't it? It's a weird thing we do as humans, is to go, it's hot, let's all get in this big thing, a tub of water together.
Yeah, but
we don't know each other. We've never met.
Like I say, if you were doing it in any other situation, it'd be weird.
Yeah.
But it's okay in that situation.
It's okay, you don't even think about it, yeah. There's loads of them.
Yeah, there is. Well, then we got on to other stuff that was disgusting, but you don't think about it. So when you're in a changing room and you get some clothes and you try them on, how many people's tried that? You don't know if 20 people have had that top on.
Pants, tops... What have they had underwear on? Have they been commando?
Yeah.
Have
they worn skin?
Have they got skin disease? Are they hairy? Have they put deodorant on today or not?
Yeah.
Have they had a bath this week?
Yeah. I mean, technically, an item of clothing could be tried on by 100 people.
You won't walk up
to somebody in the street that you don't know and go, I like that jumper. Can you just take it off for me and let me have a go? I mean, it's just weird that we think it's okay. And I mean, some of it, like, ladies, you order a new cosy, right? We all try on underwear, bikini bottoms, you have the plastic strip in, and you generally, I hope to God, you wear your knickers and you put them over the top.
Yeah.
Somebody ain't going to put...
Somebody
ain't,
yeah.
Somebody has pulled them up and it has had vaginal contacts. And then they've taken them off and they've sent them back.
Don't you think that's why people like online shopping now?
Yeah.
But it feels new, or is it just repackaged?
It must be repackaged. It's just refolded and slid back in. I read a story on a girl who got a bodysuit from ASOS. When she got it, it had skid marks in the back.
No!
Because somebody's wore that bodysuit out, they've not had underwear on, and it had a curly pubic hair and skids on the back of it.
That's dreadful. Vile.
Who has sent that back?
That is awful. That is horrendous.
Horrific. Even if you've just tried
but
it on.
But then wouldn't you be embarrassed taking it back? Because then you
think... They obviously didn't know. I mean, maybe they've just tried it on with no underwear on.
That is absolutely gross.
It's disgusting.
Had skids on it. Well, this is slightly off topic, but that skirt that I ordered a few weeks ago, and it was fake leather. It's a fake leather skirt.
Fake leather that had been made in a fish factory.
Well, I literally opened it and it reeked. Absolutely. It was brand new. I don't think it was any bodily fluids on it, but it was the material, because...
If that was bodily fluids, somebody's got an infection.
But I opened the packet and I was like, what the fuck? I can't even try it on. No. So I took it back to the shop and I took it into the shop to take it back. I didn't post it.
Yeah.
And there was a row of them on the shelf and I walked past it and straight away I could smell them on the shelf and I thought it's the material because the whole shelf. But then I was really conscious of it and giving it back to the guy to give it back. So I'm bringing this back and I went, it stinks.
Yeah.
I said, I've not touched it. I said, it just stinks. And then gross. He was like, oh no, they all do. It's the material, they all stink. I thought, thank God. But yeah. It was absolutely reeking. It was disgusting. You wouldn't have been able to wear it. Absolutely awful.
Trying on clothes is just, it's weird, isn't it?
Yeah, there's so many things that we do that are weird.
Again, this is to an extreme, but public toilets, you put your butt cheeks on a public toilet that you've seen somebody 5 seconds walk out in front of you. And you know they've been sat on that. You touching bums.
No, it is. It's touching bums, isn't it?
It's weird.
It's like that whole, if you use a soap somewhere, where's that person have that soap? Last time they put it down, what did they wash last and what did you wash first?
Eating a buffet. Eating a buffet for me is I do find that, quite mentally hard. But, somebody's just scooped something out. What if they've, sneezed? Open food, it's just... Yeah. It's bad enough when you go to a family do, but when you go to, a hotel and you don't know who's done a rogue chew...
If you go to a work do.
Or if they've washed their hands.
How many people that you go to a work do? How many people at work are disgusting?
Oh, I know, yeah.
But then that's computers and stuff as well. The germaphobes switch off because you'll be having an absolute panic attack
I mean, you can't think about it too much, can you?
Hot desking at work anything. Now. Because nobody has their own desk, do they? I know some of the filth bags that I've worked with over the years. The absolute the office weirdo that everybody
I've got my own desk right now.
But you go in now and it could have been the office weirdo that's been sat there in front of you. We had people who used to keep underwear in drawers and all sorts. They were totally weird.
That is strange.
It is strange, yeah.
I don't have a spare set of underwear.
No. We had some real office weirdos. That was before the days of hot desking, but now you don't know where you're sitting at, do you?
Thank goodness I have my own. But yeah, disgusting stuff that you don't think it's disgusting until you do it. Like, in the context. Shoes as well, shoes, trying on shoes.
Yeah, you just do, don't you? Feet are disgusting, aren't they?
Athlete's foot.
I know, if I went round to... I don't even, borrowing your shoes is no offense, but feet are disgusting out there. But like you said, if you stop somebody in the street and said, "Can I put your shoe on?"
Do you remember how strict they used to be at bowling, and you didn't, you couldn't wear a bowling shoe.
Oh, bowling shoes were gross, weren't they? What a weird thing as well.
The majority of places you can wear your own
shoes now because I think people just went, "That's gross.
It's disgusting.
I'm not putting them on. They're awful.
Warm and moist."
S-I-S-T-E-R-S. Right, so my has come from our summer holiday trips as well, something that bothered me quite a lot. So how many flights did we get in these holidays?
Six
flights in the holidays, plus we've been on other holidays and things, and airports have never been my favourite places, I'll be honest.
Yeah. I don't think anybody likes an airport, do they?
I've got better with them as I've got older, and they are better that you can eat and drink and shop and things now in airports.
Yeah.
It makes them more interesting. But still not my favourite place. No. And the rush of going around the airport is always
frantic,
fun.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Unless you go with Dad, who takes us 3 hours before our flight.
Well, that's a story for another day.
Yeah.
Timekeeping.
Yeah. But, so massive bugbear for me. People who are not ready at security these days.
I'm down with that.
So security is massive, innit? I get it. I totally get it. I completely agree with it as well.
Yeah, why it has to
be
the way it is.
I agree with why we can only take so many small liquids.
Yeah.
I have no problem with it. I can pack really light now these days. I used to take so much crap I didn't need. So actually, it's worked in my favour. Don't need effort stuff. But the rules are specific. When you're going up to the counter, you have a little plastic bag with your stuff in. Everything's got to be under 100 mils. There's a big list of things you can't take.
And if you don't know this, who doesn't know this these
days? Signs up everywhere. Grim-looking people shouting at you as you're getting in the queue, especially in this country.
Yeah.
As you're getting towards security, they're shouting at them.
Laptops, straighteners,
any electricals, get them out.
Toiletries,
take your belt off, nothing in your pockets, right? You've all done it.
Yeah.
So there's plenty of time to get ready. But then you get to the front, and there's still people who don't get it.
Majority of people.
So you get they land out like a 250 mil bottle or something, and they'll go, you can't take this, and they'll go, but it's only half full.
Or a bottle of water. They'll have a bottle of water in their hand, and you're like, you can't take that. I've just bought it. You can't take it.
Just my head in, but absolute classic.
Yeah.
We were going through an airport.
Yeah, when we were getting a connecting...
We're getting a connecting flight. A European flight, right? Yeah. Connecting. And we got... They were going through security. And they were really strict, weren't they? Yeah. But clued up. Yeah. It was slick. It were... Put it in this... But this couple in front of us, older couple, went through, put their rucksacks in and just started strolling. And she was like, have you not got any electricals? And they were like, no. And she was like, mobiles?
No,
because it's weird now, isn't it? It's weird if people don't have a mobile, because most people have even got the boarding cards on that.
Yeah.
Mobiles. And then she did the wiggly thumb and finger telephone sign at them.
Yeah.
They did speak English, but English wasn't her first language either. Yeah. So she's wiggling, and he went, phone? And she went, yeah, have you got any phones? And he went, oh! So when she said mobile, didn't click, phones? Three? He got three him and his wife out of the rucksacks. And then she was like, I think she clocked and was like, these two are just on another planet. And she went, cosmetics, makeup? And she's rubbing her face. And the woman went, yes. And she got this makeup bag out.
Yeah, full of makeup.
Full of makeup, full of bloody foundation stuff. And she's going, liquid, makeup, liquid.
Cosmetics. Oh, man. I was getting really huffy as well. I was starting to go,
unbelievable. Absolutely.
We were there. I had my iPad in one hand, my rucksack in the other.
Ready to go. Ready to go.
And she just looked at me and I went, nothing. She went, fabulous. Off you go.
Just the mobiles one?
Yeah.
Mobiles? No. And she like tried again to say, really?
Yeah.
Three. Unbelievable. I was like, how do you have 3 foot? Anyway, that absolutely pees me off. There's no excuse for it now. Whether you're old, if you're too old, didn't get some assistance, there's people to help you, that's fine. You can do that. But there's just no excuse for it now. Read the signs and get bloody
on. We all forget stuff sometimes, to be fair. Like, I've done it before where I've gone, oh, I didn't realise that were in my pocket. Like, I had once where I went through the metal detector and she went, oh, and pulled me off one side, and then she went, have you got anything in your pockets? And I went, no. And she pulled out a train ticket and went, well, you did have something in your pocket. I was like, shit, I mean, I didn't think that would be a problem.
It's a piece of cardboard. I didn't think it'd be an issue.
I was like, okay, I've just lied, but I didn't mean to.
The worst was Australia. So for no one's been to Australia, if you've seen the programme on the telly.
Border control,
they're proper strict out
there.
They are. I have never felt the fear like I felt in Australia, because they have the dogs out, they line you up to sniff you.
I don't know if they do that all the time, and we were just really unfortunate.
But we got lined up and
they
sniffed.
And they lined all the bags up, and then they sniffed everything.
And you're not allowed to take any food
or
drink.
No food, anything.
And as them dogs were sniffing, all I could think was, I think I've got half a sandwich in the bottom of that bag.
I definitely had a bag of sweets I'd forgotten about. Although, so strict, not as bad there. As Marcus, who, when he sent his bag through in New Zealand, and they were like, have you got any... No. Pulled his bag to one side, and he was like, well, there's literally nothing in that bag. There was a small bottle of milk that we'd taken from one of the hotels, and it had curdled. So technically, it wasn't a liquid anymore, but still...
still a solid.
Oh, it was disgusting, yeah. But talking about the fear, do you not think you get the fear at all points in the airport for no reason?
Yeah.
Like you feel like you've done something wrong.
Yeah, absolutely. You've packed your own bag.
Yeah.
You've been with it from the time you've left the house. No one's interfered with it. Yeah. You know you've not brought any food or drink or all your electricals are in your bag.
There's no knives.
There's no nothing. Yeah, there's nothing in there. But even when you go through customs and you go through passport control...
Yeah. Passport control, when they've got a particularly stern, when we were in Germany, and a very stern-faced man was didn't move.
I was scared of him.
I thought, you're not going to let me through.
Yeah. I just get the fear. I've never done a thing wrong
when
in my life.
When they ask you where you've been, please believe me. I've been to Spain, and it was on pleasure.
Leisure. Pleasure. Can I see you in the back room?
Business or pleasure? It was, for leisure. And you feel like, and how many days were you there for?
Well, we saw a family, didn't we? Get sent off into a side room and we said, if that was you would literally poo your pants.
You'll never see the light of day again. Yeah. Somebody slipping a rubber glove
That rubber glove, KY jelly is coming out, definitely.
To the Vaseline.
Can you follow me to the left, please? Oh my God, I would die. I would absolutely die. I've never even had my bag searched, not properly.
I've got...
They do it security randomly now, don't they?
Yeah, I had one of those, they do those random drug or bomb residue ones.
Yeah,
and I had one of them once, but that was about it.
Yeah.
Nothing major. Not at all.
I've never gone through customs and...
Get everything out in my bag and stuff
I've never
that.
Had that, no.
But yeah, there is a constant fear in airports, but...
When the inappropriate jokes come out of me, though. Because I got fell up, didn't I? Not this time. It was last time we went... And I said to her, oh, you're good at this. I normally pay £20 for this sort of thing. She looked at me as if to say, not now, love, not now. And when we were in Spain, last time we came back from Spain, I saw a woman literally, I don't know what she'd said to me. She must have been getting the pat down.
Yeah.
And the next thing, a top come off and she was stood there in the bra. And the woman was like, no, no, you don't need to do that. You don't need to do that. And she started laughing and her mate started laughing. Obviously, whatever the feeler upper woman is called, they're called, had said to her, made her think that she had to take her clothes off.
Hilarious.
And she was stood in a bra. And then I just heard all this laughing because she was then putting her clothes back on. Because she got the wrong end of the stick and was basically stripping off in the main security bit.
I had similar. I had an old bloke in front of me and he had to take his belt off and he basically his pants fell down. And he had to pull them back and the guy in front was like, pull them up. And he was like, oh, they're too big. And he had to waddle through the security scanner and then put his belt on at the other end. Bless him.
God, it's funny. But yeah, they've been my two major beefs in the airport. Especially when you've got your kids with you and you've got so organised and got all your kids' stuff out and everything and then people are just pissing about. It does my box in.
But you get through security, don't you, and you kind of breathe a sigh of relief because you're through, you've passed. You've just got to get on the plane and you're there.
Yeah.
But then you get to the point where everybody is just rushing for no reason.
And
everybody pushes and then... The thing is, you go through and they scan everything and you just wait in another queue.
Yeah.
What I can't stand when you wait in that next queue is, why are you stood that close to me?
Yeah.
And every time you do a little shuffle forward, they follow you. Yeah. And you're like, you're not going to get on the plane any faster.
No, we've all got a seat now. Yeah. There is no airline. No. It's not
It's not going to leave. You're in the queue. It ain't going without you.
Yeah, exactly. You've been boarded.
Back the hell off.
Yeah, you've all got a seat. So people fight to get through. And I'm like, you're going to be sat on there two and a half hours. Why do you want to sit down 10 minutes earlier than you need to?
Be directly
above their head. Yeah, what's that about?
People are weirdos.
Why do people pack the bag? So that they've got stuff in it that they need. You're allowed to take a handbag, right?
Yeah.
So I always have anything that I'm going to want on the plane is in that little bag that's under the seat in front of me. I never, ever have to go into my case. If I've took my case on board, there's nothing in it that I need to get to. Yeah. So it could be anywhere on that plane and I would not be asked.
No.
No one's going to steal it because you're 33,000 feet in the air. No one's going to get off with it before
crazy.
You. It's just madness.
It is madness. People are weird. Like, they just turn into these absolute freaks when it turns to getting on a plane.
It just brings me back to that end of the world scenario. And I've watched a few of these end of the world things. And I always think, would people really step on each other?
Yeah.
Would people really shoot each other and eat each other if they were that desperate?
Yeah.
And then I look at behaviour like supermarket car parking and plane behaviours and stuff, and I think, yeah, no one gives a shit, do they?
Every man for himself.
Absolutely every man for himself. Oh, there's two locker spaces above me. See your old lady, pregnant lady, child. Yeah. I'm going to shove my bag right up there.
Yeah.
And if it falls out and clonks you on the head on the way down, then so be it.
Yeah.
Just people. Yeah. And that, ladies and gentlemen, we've now landed at Manchester. Click, 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 click. All the bells come off and you go, where are you going?
And yeah, and that dick behind you, who stands up and starts to inch forward, and you think, no way, are you getting off this plane before I am?
Why would you need to? You're not going anywhere till they open the door, but it's like, click, 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 click. And I'm thinking, why are you taking your belt off?
If somebody in the row in front of me has not, I will always go after you.
After you, yeah.
After you. It doesn't matter if you're an adult, if you've got kids. I'll always, if they say, no, I'm all right, then I'll go.
Yeah, yeah.
But I will always say, if you're going, everyone's going forward, you go a row at a time.
Okay. Like coming out of a wedding, innit?
Yeah, one aisle at a time, and you wait for your turn. You ain't getting past me.
No. But yeah, it does make that rushing.
Yeah.
Does my head in.
And before we go, because we could talk all day about airplanes, I'm going to leave on one note that when you're about to set off on a plane, I always time it wrong when you eat the sweet.
Yes, me too.
I've always eaten it by the time
I've crunched it before. We've even got on the bloody
not
runway.
Not even off the tarmac.
Yeah.
And I've eaten it and I've got to not go even for
the
next one.
Not even got onto the runway.
Oh, we're moving. Put your sweet in.
Yeah, we're off.
We're going nowhere.
I've got no self-control about crunching a sweet. No self-control. I think, suck this because it's for your ears. And within a second, I've gone... And then thought,
I'm gonna have to have another.
The old fox's glasses. See, that's the only time they sell them, foxes.
I love a good fox's glasses.
And a fox's fruit.
They're better.
Yeah.
Fox's fruit.
That's one
way.
For next time.
That has been the synopsis of our summer.
Yeah, it has. There's been loads more.
There's more to come. Our pro autumn will be all about our summer.
Pro autumn, the sensible season will all be about the summer antics, and I've also realised that we never updated you on our
ballroom dancing.
That's a completely different thing that Martin and I do. Latin and ballroom dancing that we'd said at one point we'd tell them about. So
that's another one.
So we've got plenty of episodes left in us yet, haven't we?
Yeah, don't you worry. We've not run out of things to talk about.
And we're back on track now. So hopefully we'll be back next week with episode 17.
So hopefully you're not too bored of us, and we'll speak to you soon.
See you. Bye.